Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Hello, my dear friends. Hello from LA. Yes, I am in the City of Angels right now. And I want to apologize ahead of time because I completely forgot to pack my podcasting travel equipment. So I am actually recording this with a headset. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed that the quality will be okay. But you know what? French Kissing Life is not about being perfect. It is about progress. It's about showing up in your life, even when things aren't perfect. That's actually when life gets exciting. It's like, what are you made of? So I digress, because that is actually not the topic of today's podcast. I am getting ready to take my group of ladies to Paris. This is a trip that I do every single year in the fall. And today's podcast is all about something that I learned from the French and how it's impacted my life on such a deep, deep level in a positive way. So today I'm going to talk with you about a French feminine secret called Stop Chasing Happiness. Edith Wharton said, if only we'd stop trying to be happy, we could have a pretty good time. How often have you heard things like, cheer up, don't worry, be happy, put on a happy face, smile, damn it, dust yourself off and put a smile on that face of yours and rah, rah, rah. Just saying those statements honestly exhausts me, and it certainly doesn't create a sense of joie de vivre, at least not for me. Yet, these are the cultural messages that we grow up with from a very young age, and this form of what I call faux happiness is what I chased for many, many years. Our society actually encourages the pursuit of happiness. In fact, the phrase is written into our Declaration of Independence. Americans spend billions of dollars each year trying to reach eternal bliss. Yet, we got to ask ourselves, are we any happier? What if we stopped chasing happiness and accepted that moods, gloom, and not so stellar days are just part of the package of being a human being, that they're not something to avoid or to resist, but to allow? What if we learn to feel our emotions and discover the nuggets of wisdom they offer? What if we didn't make a negative emotion mean that something has gone terribly wrong in our lives? Well, the French have shown me that we would probably eat less, buy less, and worry less. In working with thousands of women at this point, I discovered that learning to process emotions, dig deeper into them, and excavate their nuggets of wisdom is the key to a successful life. Feeling and understanding our emotions is the secret sauce to abundance, creativity, and all of our desires. Before visiting France, I bought into the belief that if I wasn't happy 24/7, something was really bad with me or with the world. Any feeling other than mind-blowing exuberance was unacceptable. So what did I do? Well, I chased down happiness like a dog hunts down the scent of a deer, sniffing it out in men and money, careers, the perfect body. However, chasing happiness is like the dog trying to chase a deer. It will run from you. And because I was so uncomfortable with negative emotion, then it turned into this pattern of avoiding it through eating and shopping and avoiding being with myself. When you're so busy chasing happiness, that's what happens. You often abandon yourself. Let me give you an example. For years, I would jump on a plane once a month to go somewhere. And there's a difference in jumping on a plane out of excitement versus jumping on a plane to get away, right? Running from something versus running towards something. I wanted to be anywhere other than where I was. I wanted to be happy. However, there was a huge flaw in my approach. As the saying goes, wherever you go, there you are. Even in New York City or a lavender field in Provence, I was still with me. Yes, I could distract myself for brief moments of time, but that nagging underlying issue could only be addressed when I stopped chasing happiness. Now, don't get me wrong. I love the feeling of being joyful, and it's a feeling I get to create. But it felt impossible when I was obsessed with chasing happiness. I have created it by allowing whatever emotion that's present to come and sit at my table and teach me about myself. You see, by sitting with my emotions, I've discovered beliefs that are holding me back, patterns that keep showing up, how to feel an emotion without reacting to it. And most importantly, I've learned how to navigate my life towards deep fulfillment. And I have to tell you guys, I am still on this journey. I have yet to arrive, and I never will because I'm human. I will always have all kinds of emotions. Yes, there are days when I don't wake up feeling like I'm on top of the world. And I now realize that that is okay. It's not just okay, it's a normal part of life. It's the ebb and flow of emotions. Yet, I still get up and get dressed. I still put on my lipstick. I still go for my workout. I run errands and I cook. And I show up for my clients as a professional. And I still feel extreme gratitude for my life and this experience that even on my worst of days, I have a sense of joie de vivre. With this attitude, the undue pressure to be a Pollyanna dissipates, and it allows me to be me and very human. And it turns out that this perspective is very French. Last year, while I was in Paris, I was sharing a glass of wine with a French friend of mine, and I told her my observation that French women just seem to be very melancholic, which often translates into that sexy, sultry pout and that je ne sais quoi that we often associate with them. And she explained to me that French women don't have the pressure to be nice or pretty and happy all of the time. And for this reason, they can show up and be who they are in the moment. And they don't really seem to care if you like it or not, adding even more intrigue to their already mysterious essence. Another Parisian friend of mine, she told me about her first trip to the U.S. And what she said to me was, it was such hard work trying to be cheerful all of the time. Everyone was always smiling at me, and I felt that I couldn't keep up with that perpetual state of ecstasy. And then she told me, she said, I was miserable trying to be happy all of the time. How many of you are doing that to yourself? Making yourself miserable by trying to be happy all of the time. And I want to be very clear. Contrary to the sultry pouts and what you may hear about the French culture and their complaining, which they do love to complain, the French are not a miserable culture. In fact, the term joie de vivre is French. However, it does not mean 24/7 blissed out happy faces. Joie de vivre is simply an overall enjoyment of life and all that it has to offer, including heartbreaks, disappointments, and failures. Véronique Vienne, the author of The Art of Being a Woman, A Simple Guide to Everyday Love and Laughter, which is a great book, by the way, she describes joie de vivre as a form of bliss triggered by the world at large, not by an internal reality. Unlike happiness, which can be described as an inner state of contentment, joie de vivre is not self-involved. You derive this kind of joy from acknowledging greatness outside yourself, in nature, in things, in others. How beautiful is that? In other words, joie de vivre requires that you take the focus off of you and begin focusing on all that's around you, even when you're feeling less than stellar. I've trained myself to allow emotions to flow through me, not spiral me into a toxic, self-sabotaging pattern. And I've done this by understanding two things. Number one, it is normal to have a negative emotion. It only means the meaning that you place upon it. And the meaning I like to place on it is it's normal. It's part of being a human being. The second thing is when you stop resisting or reacting to your emotions, they are simply feelings in your body. That's all. It's a vibration in your body. And I've learned to also navigate my life based on my desire, not my mood. Because moods come and go. Like, I don't feel like going to the gym. I feel like eating more than I really need right now. Those are all moods. Those are usually us resisting or reacting to a negative emotion. But when you start taking action based off of your desire, you truly do become unstoppable. So with this understanding, I've also trained myself not to be a drama queen when I'm having a bad day. Now, I'll admit that I'm not perfect at this one yet, and I probably never will be, and that's okay. But I will tell you this, the drama in my life has decreased 95% to where it was a decade ago, which is huge. Think about all of that energy that's freed up now to create my life versus creating drama and reacting to it. So when I'm having a bad day, I still show up in my life. I get dressed, I run errands, I show up for my clients, I watch a movie. As I said before, I still do all of these things. In other words, I don't stop the world to try and fix myself. I'm not broken. And guess what, my friend? Neither are you. We are just normal people having normal emotions. The reason why so many people struggle with negative emotion is that they fight, resist, and avoid them. This is what leads to problems, my friends. This is what leads to overeating and shopping excessively and drinking too much. What if you simply trained yourself to feel your emotions, understand them, and still show up in your life? You'd be a woman who lives with true joie de vivre. You can still look outside of yourself and see the beauty in life with tears or a smile. You can also look within and become a beautiful friend to yourself by understanding what is causing every emotion that you experience, which will always be what's going on in your own mind. Don't judge it. Be fascinated by it. So, go sit at a coffee shop and cry if you need to. Then pick up a book, the paper, anything that reminds you that there is life outside of your internal reality. Or the other option is to grab a pen and journal and get to know your internal landscape. The point is this, you can still live with joie de vivre without a happy face. That, my friend, is très chic. And here's the paradox in all of this. My life has become so much richer, more abundant, and charming when I stopped chasing happiness. Yes, I'm even happier. And guess what? It's okay when I'm not too. So are you tired of the constant pressure to be happy? I'd love to hear your thoughts over in the comments section on my blog. And if you're interested in learning more about what I've discovered from the French culture that has dramatically increased the quality of my life, I've written a free ebook called An Insider's Guide to the French Way of Life, How to Live with Elegance, Style, and Joie de Vivre, and It's Not What You Think. Inside this ebook are 15 little nuggets of wisdom that truly will change your life. You can head over to frenchkisslife.com/guide and grab your free copy. And as always, it's great to connect with you. I hope you have a gorgeous week. Go out there and French kiss life with or without a smile. That, my friend, is joie de vivre. I'll talk to you soon. Cheers.